Yes.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business for this evening is the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda at this time?
Mr. Chairman, on our old business, case number 9356, means Mr. Burl's not here. Can we table that to the next meeting?
Motion approved with the change.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's agenda with the change, and that's to table case number 9356 to our next regular meeting, which will be on July the 10th. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
Second. I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Madam? Do you have the...
No.
Okay.
You can give it to me.
Oh, you don't have that? Oh, okay. That's fine. Okay. We'll proceed then. First case, please.
Case number 9530, Darren and Vicki Schartner. South of Route 54, south of Cleveland Avenue, being lot 25, part of lot 24, block 4, within Cape Windsor Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement. Yep. Name and address.
Current address, Darren Schartner, current address 7414 Drew Lane, Fredericksburg, Virginia, 22407.
Do you swear to
give
true correct knowledge?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request this evening for these two variances?
The existing house is a home that we bought from my wife's grandparents back in 95. The house is currently at the 3 foot from the side yard.
Mm-hmm.
It has a heating tank or a oil tank that basically sits up to the property line as it is as right now. So probably I believe what we're going to do, our plans are to find out if we built onto or what will allow for the existing conditions if we added onto it. I guess what we want to do is we don't want to get too close to the canal because it's on a corner lot, if you're mm-hmm. familiar with Cape Windsor.
Mm-hmm.
Lot 25.
It appears, according to your application, you're requesting for something existing. The whole unit sits 3 feet from the one side setback or side property line?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so that would be the 7 foot request. Right. And then you're asking for a 10-foot variance, which means the air conditioner would be sitting on the line?
Yes, and probably what we would do is we would take it and raise it to keep it up at a flood level.
Okay, but it,
but
it,
I guess that would still allow it to, come over.
Okay, now you had suggested that you were looking for an additional variance. You didn't apply for any additional variances to add on. That's the only variance you requested. As
oh, I'm. I don't. I'm not exactly sure. I guess each. I know we're not going to build on. I was just trying to get the actual setback.
Okay. The actual setback requirements are.
Fine.
5 front, 10 side, 10 rear.
Okay. You understand that? 5 on the front, which is the canal.
No. It's got a street.
The street, okay. So you're allowed 5 feet from the street, 10 feet on each side,
right,
and 10 foot towards the canal. As it appears, with the survey, you're 20 feet from the rear. So you could go as much as 10 feet.
Oh, wait a minute. This is Cape Windsor. No, it's 20 on the rear.
20 on the rear. Okay.
Yeah, I believe we're asking for the side yard.
Right. And that's right now you're sitting in a 10-foot setback on the opposing side, which is the limit. 5 feet in the front, 20 in the rear. So
So that would, are you saying that that wouldn't change anything where it's at now? I'm not, I don't understand.
Okay. What you're asking for is a 7-foot variance on the side for the unit, for the home.
The current setback is 10-foot?
Yes.
Are you still going to put a new home?
We're either going to add on or build the new home. We're just trying to find out what we're allowed.
Mr. Chairman, this application was for a proposed new home to go back in the same footprint of the existing structure.
Okay.
Okay.
But the house where it's at now is 3 foot from the side yard, so I don't know exactly how you word 7 foot.
So therefore, you need a 7-foot variance from the required 10 feet if it's 3 feet from the line.
Right now.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because it has to be, okay, so you're telling it's supposed to be at 10.
Yes.
Right.
Correct, yes, sir.
So you're going to need 7 foot.
The variance is 7 foot.
The variance is 7 foot.
Correct. Correct. Okay. I guess I understand.
And zero, it's 10-foot variance for the air conditioning unit.
Which would be a zero.
Which
correct.
Sits right on the line.
Correct.
Okay.
But as far as any additional variances, you'd have to reapply.
And no, I'm not asking for any additional. So the guy who, or actually the architect who's my uncle, was saying something about an additional, but it doesn't make sense to me.
Right. Okay.
I'm not going to encroach any closer to the bay, or I don't want to encroach any closer to the canal.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Bourbon?
No.
Mr. Mills. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 9530 for the 2 variances that he requested.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe with a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9530. All those in favor of the motion, give usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir.